Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Witnesses are still talking about last night's tall ship collision with the Brooklyn Bridge.
The boat kind of just like was going past the bridge and you just saw the top of it snap off and it just like kept on snapping.
Falling debris from the masts killed two crew members and injured 19. The NTSB is investigating. With the Pope Leo's official installation this morning, CBS's Chris Livesay says the first American Pope means this.
A historic moment, not just for the United States and for the Vatican, but for U.S. Vatican relations.
Talks are due to continue to try to end an engineer's strike, the country's third largest commuter railroad. New Jersey Transit engineers want wages comparable to bigger lines like Amtrak and the Long Island Railroad. Tom Haas is with the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen.
The sooner we can end this, the better off we'll all be. The passengers, the New Jersey Transit, the engineers, the entire state.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and data shows Wisconsin kids are in crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ plus students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role. She says additional support during the pandemic helped to eliminate food insecurity gaps, but now Black kids in Wisconsin are 5 times more likely to be hungry than white kids.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors, and they are disproportionately impacting kids of color.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another challenging year for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. A report out this weekend says the Wisconsin Badgers will be lucky to finish 500 this season. Last year they went 5-7. And this year's schedule, not any easier. Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and an improved Indiana program. Most odds makers have the Wisconsin Badgers with another 5-7 record this fall. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Twins last night, 7-0. Milwaukee with just 3 hits. The Twins have won 13 in a row and haven't allowed a scored run in 33 innings, a new franchise record. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's kind of indicative of how much they care, to be quite honest with you. I know people might not understand that. They care a great deal. They want to get it right. We also, guys, we faced a really good pitcher who was really good tonight.
The Twins' Pablo Lopez allowing just 2 hits in 6 innings. That series wrapping up today from AmFam Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will clear out a bit today as a northeast wind develops. That cool breeze off the lake means highs in the middle 50s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds continue with morning lows of the lower 40s. Clouds in lower 50s for your Monday. Right now, it's 48.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Back we are, the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars till high noon central. Welcome aboard. From Camelot.
Tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May, the lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray. Tra-la, it's here, that shocking time of year, when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear. It's May, that gorgeous holiday, when every maiden prays that her lad will be a cad. It's mad, it's gay, a libelous display, those dreary vows that everyone takes, everyone breaks, everyone makes divine mistakes. The through the air, what sweet feelings does its scent transmute? Whence this perfume floating everywhere? Don't you know it's that dear forbidden fruit? Tra la 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 la, that dear forbidden fruit. Tra la. Each precious day, one you'll always rue. It's May, the month of yes, you may, the time for every frivolous whim, proper or im. It's wild, it's gay, a blot in every way. The birds and bees, with all of their vast amorous past, gaze at the human race aghast.
That's a pretty song about a lady, and any Joannas in the building is meant for you, but it's meant for all the ladies in the building. But it's Joanna.
This song belongs to
no
Tony.
Joanna's in the building.
But Francis Albert going to do it for us. 1987 in Dallas, live.
Today is just another day. Tomorrow is a guess. But yesterday, what I'd give for yesterday, to relive one yesterday, and its happiness. When Joanna loved me, town was Paris. Every day was Sunday. Every month was May. When Joanna loved me, music, music made of laughter, laughter that was bright, so bright and gay. But when Joanna left me, came December, but even in December, I'll remember her touch, her smile, and for a little while. On a Sunday, and the month is May.
Thank you very much. That's a pretty song.
One morning, May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear. The world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. To recapture, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me like a rosary, now that we're apart. One morning in May to remember, though love smolders away to an ember and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one. One morning in May. World over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay.
one hour, just one flower from love. Faded bouquet, kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. They're so precious to me, like a rosary. Now that we're apart, one morning in May to remember, though love smolders away to an ember and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one. One morning in May.
With Matt Monroe, the music of the star. And now Edie Gourmet once again.
Stacks of wax, some frisky discs, and the tops and pops. And now here come the four fatheads to sing your favorite disc jockey's theme song.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter, the guy who makes with a clever patter. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
Well, all righty. Thank you, fatheads. And now I'd...
Wait a minute, partner. We're not through singing the praises of you, you, you. So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Yes, three boys and girls, it's time once again for...
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Well, that takes care of that. Now, I feel...
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
nifty. You know his taste, it's all so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Yes, indeedy, fatheads, and hello to all you wax lovers out there. This is your old pal, the Record Man, sending your way...
Just a minute, Pops. We're not through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forget it. Stand back.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll.
Look, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to start the show, and...
Wait a minute, man. I mean, we do this theme only as a special favor anyway, like at scale, you know? I mean, I guess if we want you to spin our records, we have to do this jazz. So let's make it a full chorus. What do you say? Okay, gang. One, two.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll. Record on the table, spindle in the hole. Requestfully yours, here's Mr. Spin. The jazz is far out, but he's pretty far in. Teenager fossil, don't be a jerk. Turn off the program and get back to work.
What are you doing to me?
Stop goofing off with rhythm and blues. Go read a book or listen to the news.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, man. Lots of luck. And remember, you asked for it.
Here he is every ding-dong day. Everybody's favorite DJ.
Tonight I know the kiss we share is sweet beyond compare. But will it stand the test of time? The lovely glow that's in your eyes, the music in your sighs, or will they stand the test of time? Time changes mountains, time changes rivers, time changes winter to spring, time changes everything, they say. But if the thrill we feel tonight is really, really right, you'll never take your hand from mine. And our love will stand the test of time. Changes mountains, time changes rivers, time changes winter to spring, time changes everything, they say. But if the thrill we feel tonight is really, really right, you'll never take your hand from mine. Stand the test of time.
Tune originally written for Peggy King, for television's Hans Brinker and the Silver Skates. Here's Richard Burton. Songs I couldn't use on Mother's Day.
How to handle a woman? There's a way, said the wise old man. A way known by every woman since the whole rigmarole began. Do I flatter her? I begged him answer. Do I threaten or cajole or plead? Do I brood? Or play the gay romancer, said he smiling, no indeed. How to handle a woman, mark me well, I will tell you, sir. The way to handle a woman is to love her. love her, merely love her, love her, love her.
Told me there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss. My mother told me some nights like this. She took me on the side and said, don't be no fool. When a woman's lips are warm, son, you better play it cool. My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss. The first time that I met you, you didn't have a cent. I had to buy your dinner, then I paid your rent. I took you cabaret, bought you fancy clothes, and you kept saying, daddy-o, won't you buy me some of those? But now I'm on the outside, the lock is on the door. Since you spent all my money, honey, you say you don't want me anymore. My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss.
Now Duchess was a cleaning woman. Any more extravagant aspirations she might have had fell by the wayside as reality intruded upon her youth. Had she only stayed in school, perhaps, or had subsequent professional ventures not failed so miserably, but she was a dropout and a washout. And now Duchess was doing wash, cleaning other people's homes. And this is the rest of the story. As a child, Duchess was a lively, happy mother's little helper, but then one day mother left. Left children and husband and home to run off with another man. There was a bitter custody battle over the children. The father won. Inevitably, the children lost. It's not that their father was anything less than an able and loving father. A good single parent will tend to overcompensate, but for Duchess, life was never the same without her mother. After passing through a state of agitated depression in which she chattered incessantly, suddenly she became introverted and withdrawn and would hang her head and bite her nails and say as little as possible. In school, classmates liked her, but she was never a leader. Her favorite reading was romantic novels. She wore jeans and no makeup and looked after herself quietly. Her grades were unimpressive. Dad thought a new school might help, but she dropped out after 6 weeks. Needed to find herself, she said. The next 2 years were spent floundering. She even tried teaching at a children's dancing school. Duchess did love children, and that work seemed tame enough. Her class was comprised of three-year-olds, and what a challenge they were. All Duchess had to do, of course, was hold hands with the toddlers and dance in a circle and help them to act out children's songs and teach them to touch their heads and shoulders and knees and toes. But after 3 months, that challenge proved too formidable, for it was a job requiring an extrovert, and the Duchess was no extrovert, so she quit, and as I say, became a cleaning lady, cleaning other people's houses. Once in a while, she would talk about summoning her confidence again. Maybe, she said, she could become a part-time nanny or a kindergarten assistant. And yet, among her friends, there was not one who could imagine Duchess as any kind of a girl except the girl that she was, quiet and frightened, uncertain and gangly, an ungainly teenager, not at all the sort who might turn out to be fashionable and self-assured and sought after and even scintillating. And yet she did. You see, the Duchess I've been describing, the finishing school dropout, the cleaning lady clad in jeans, has become known the world over as another kind of lady. The dimed novel dreams of her childhood have come true for Diana Spencer, whom you call Princess Di, the future Queen of England. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Stars Eileen Woods from Cinderella. Here she is.
So this is love. So this is love. So this is what
what makes life divine. I'm all aglow. Has wings and I can fly. I'll touch every star in the sky. So this is the miracle that I've been dreaming of.
Music of the Stars. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here, everybody. It's an honor. I call you the best audience ever because you get it.
is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true. A dream is a wish your heart makes when in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you
stars. Bird Wives. David Arnold wrote that.
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band, and I don't understand it at all. I can't hear a waltz. Oh, my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street?
Thank you.
Steve Allen at the keyboard, Don Trenor in the orchestra. Oh, yeah. Jenny Smith. Almost time to say goodbye, but not quite. We'll play to the last second. Music of the Star.
Pretty Mama's in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get a frying pan when she saw
the music of the stars. Thanks for being part of it. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network, and all these programs are archived. CivicMedia.us. Look for shows, and there we are. The music of the stars. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart.
Next week, 7 o'clock Central Time, till high noon in most stations.
Over and over, I whisper your name. Let me make
confession. You are my magnificent obsession.
Of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen in anytime throughout the live broadcast or anytime throughout the day or night. CivicMedia.us on the Civic Media Radio Network, now up to 22 stations in the United States. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're my magnificent obsession.
Graduation Day is called commencement, and properly so, because it is both a recognition of completion and a beginning. And I would like seriously to talk to you about this new phase, the society in which you're now going to take your place as full-time participants. You're no longer observers. You'll be called upon to make decisions and express your views on global events, because those events will affect your lives. I'll try not to belabor you with some of the standard rhetoric that is beloved of graduation speakers. For example, I'm not going to tell you that you know more today than you've ever known before or than you will ever know again. The other standby is, when I was 14, I didn't think my father knew anything. By the time I was 21, I was amazed at how much the old gentleman had learned in 7 years. And then, of course, the traditional and the standby is that a university like this is a storehouse of knowledge, because the freshmen bring so much in and the seniors take so little away. You members of the graduating class of 1981. I don't really go back that far. Are what behaviorists call achievers. And while you will look back with warm pleasure your memories of these years that brought you here to where you are today, you are also, I know, looking at the future that seems uncertain to most of you, but which, let me assure you, offers great expectations. Take pride in this day. Thank your parents, as one on your behalf has already done here. Thank those who've been of help to you over the last 4 years. And then do a little celebrating. You're entitled.
Next week, then, Lou Regani for The Music of the Star. WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King.
Rendete grazie al Signore.
Pope Leo's installation has provided the backdrop for talks between Ukraine's leader and the high-level American delegation attending at the Vatican.
Vice President Vance, Secretary of State Rubio, and Ukrainian President Zelensky met to discuss Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. It happened after Zelensky was granted an audience with the Pope following his inauguration. A spokesman says Vance, Rubio, and Zelensky spoke about the situation on the front and the possibility of sanctions against Russia. Amid the talks in Rome, President Trump and Russian President Putin are scheduled to hold a phone call tomorrow about the war in Ukraine. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
As for the Pope's big day, it included his installation, his first Mass, and more. Here's CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
Pope Leo XIV first made his debut tour of the